I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, we're back, part two. Welcome back,
hey,
everyone.
Hey! I tell you what I've eaten today.
Because we're very interested.
Well, yeah. Because we're in lockdown at the moment, right? I'm becoming obsessed with different things. So Branston pickles. Thing that I've become obsessed with, like, that I've eaten today, and I had them yesterday as well.
Cats.
No, not cats. Cats.
Right.
Yeah, cats. Fried chicken.
Cat? My cat.
Fried chicken. Have you ever had fried chicken from a place called Wingstop, boys?
Yes. Is this a paid post?
No, it's not.
Apparently it's incredible.
It's unbelievable. I can't even begin it. It's unbelievably good.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about it as well. Admittedly, that was like literally about 5 seconds ago from a manager down.
Yeah.
I had it in Dubai.
In Dubai, apparently. He had it in Dubai.
When he was there.
Oh, he's one of those influencers that's been flying to Dubai.
No, he was there about 18 months ago.
Yeah, sure he was.
He was one of the influencers taking pictures with his shirt off.
I knew it.
In fact, he was one of the few people who was over visiting family.
Yeah.
So and he was over there doing some work.
Yeah.
We're all family, aren't we?
We're all related.
Hey, boys, I also want to congratulate you guys on your gig that you guys did with I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Because that
must have been a big thing for you guys, because, you know, you sort of did the social side of it and things like that, and that was epic. Did you have to go all the way to Wales to do it all?
Yeah,
you're kind of like it was all the way to Australia.
Yeah, I know.
Was that a long drive out there?
Yeah. I mean, we had such a good time, and we was like blown away. We was honoured to go and do that. You know, we're big fans of the show, and, you know, we got the call to do it, and we was like, like 100%. And we went up to Wales. It was really difficult because of COVID, so there's a lot of restrictions of what we can and can't do. But we'd done a lot of bush tucker trials, and they were horrific. Like, we ate fish eyes.
I've done that before. I've eaten fish eyes. I've eaten the fish eyes. It's the worst.
But you weren't even on it.
No, I was on it. No, but I went out to do like the extra camp thing in Australia.
Oh. In Australia, yeah.
Mate, and yeah, I hate spiders, right? Can't stand that. Like, I'm so scared of them. But put you on camera and you're, fucking do anything. I'll put a spider. I had a spider in my mouth.
Oh, like, this is, did you do that?
Mate, it's horrendous. What's did you eat the fish eyes, though?
That's the stuff of nightmares.
Like when you put a spider in your mouth.
Oh, mate, it was awful. Like it was legs and everything.
Weird. Does it, like, crawl around in there?
No, you bite onto the legs and do it. But I did the same thing as the fish eyes thing where they pop in your mouth. Did you have to do that?
Yeah, that's horrendous. The worst.
How long did it take you to do it, though? Because it literally took me about 45 minutes.
To actually get one in my mouth?
Yeah. To do it and to actually complete it. Like,
it took really quick.
I just did it. I just chucked it in and did it. What are you talking about? Why didn't you just chuck it in?
He's like, every time he's going into his mouth, he's putting it away. But
was it fresh fish or was it?
No,
it stunk like a fish market, my friend.
Yeah.
If you were to basically bottle up the smell of a fish market into a bottle this big, imagine the potency of it. That's what the fish eye was like, right?
It's disgusting.
Because there's probably the heat as well. warming it up. Oh.
No, it's in Wales. What are you talking about? It's freezing. What are you on about, Francis?
In Australia.
Francis, just so you know, we're all in the UK at the moment. We're all like obviously stuck in the UK because of COVID. And
not your manager. He's flying to Dubai.
He's an influencer now.
He's technically famous, actually, because if you Google the term famous, 30,000 followers, Daryl? He's got 60,000, yeah, so he's famous.
Go on, Daryl. Yes, boy. Really clinging onto the coattails there. Yeah. Really like
he's the end.
Oh, tag me in your post. That's what Daryl says every time. I'm kidding. Wait, but hang on. So it took you ages to check it. Yeah, I found it not too bad. But for me, if I was going to do I'm a Celebrity, I don't think I would do that well, because I'm not good at small spaces. I'm not good at bugs and stuff like that. I would just be really bad. Well, Francis, you on the other hand, I feel like you'd be good at it.
I guess I lived in the jungle for a long time, so I feel like that part would be fine. And I don't mind not eating for a long period of time.
Do you know what, boys? This is what we were talking about earlier about fame, right? So Francis went and did something called Coach Trip.
Yeah, we've done it as well. Yeah, we've done the.
You've done it.
So you must have been in Series 1, right?
Wait, when was this?
Wait, was you doing it?
Francis sounds like he's gone mad. What are you
right, mate. Just want to just double check in on you.
I actually won it. We won it. We won series. What? When was it? Series. It was like 2 years ago.
First one. It was series one. You did Celebrity Coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah,
I love it that you're telling him what he did.
Francis, you did that, didn't you?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I did it. Did you guys do it?
We did series 3.
How did you do?
Well, you have to watch it.
Yeah, you got.
Okay, yeah, little teaser for us.
We was the first ones on the coach, and we got all the way to the final.
Incredible!
Well,
oh, nice!
Done.
Congrats! We were nearly voted off every night. We were the first ones voted off. You know, it was
apparently at the end, Francis was literally like, I want to be voted out. This is fucking shit.
No, I didn't think it was shit. I was just like, oh, it's kind of draining to think you're going home every night.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you think, like, oh, is it tonight? You know, you got like everything ready. And it's, I don't know if you find this, but like, having to wake up every morning, pack your bags and leave. Yeah. I just wanted like one night for just to stay in the same place. You know what I mean? And relax.
No,
a bit.
What you mean.
But it was just packing and unpacking your bag every night. I feel sorry for like traveling salesmen.
Yeah. But my point of this is, right, is that so France had Aaron Craskell in his on this coach with him, which he's obviously, you know, in the same sort of way, he's a person who does sort of different funny content. It's completely different to what you guys do, right? But he has a lot of big following. And Francis was very funny about it because all these people on the coach thought they were the famous ones. And actually, wherever anyone went, people just came swarming towards Aaron Craskell.
Yeah,
and
the people that everyone on the coach didn't really consider famous.
Yeah.
He was the one who's getting swarmed all around on the beaches in Monaco, and you know,
mad, isn't it? Social media, it's crazy. Like you say, it's global reach.
But you guys seem to be doing this thing which a lot of social media people don't do, is that you're sort of drifting over to the television side as well.
Yeah,
and that jump is normally quite hard to do, but you guys seeming to do it, isn't it?
Well, we haven't done it like yet, but we want, you know, we. That's our goal, you know, like we want to bridge the gap between TV and social media. And it's so hard. It's, you know, people don't really take us seriously in the TV world because we've just come from YouTube, you know, and we want to be the first to kind of bridge that gap properly. There has been some people that have been on social media, then gone and done like Strictly or other TV shows, but we really want to just be taken seriously in the TV world and credibility.
Yeah.
It's just, it's very
as
difficult.
Presenters.
Yeah, yeah, it's very difficult.
Yeah. It's hard though, guys. I tell you why I think it's hard is because YouTubers get a bad rep because of people like Logan Paul and you know, Jake Paul and stuff like that, because of the things that have happened, you know, this kind of aggressive kind of behavior and sort of flashiness that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think a lot of people, you know, there's that guy Jake Paul that I saw was like calling out like Conor McGregor and all these different things to have these fights and the stuff that he was saying. And I think that's why sometimes social media stars get a bad rep because of other people.
Yeah.
What you've got to remember though with that is think about the days when you've got like Prince Nassim he wants to sell a fight, right? So what's he going to do?
Yeah.
Talk himself up. He's going to tell the world. Conor McGregor, like when he's like, why is he putting people on seats? Is because he knows how to sell a fight. These guys, and I know the look they get from the outside is like they're arrogant, they're flashy, they're this, they're that.
Sure.
But they're also genius because they know exactly what they're doing, and it is a front a lot of the time because they are working it.
They want to get the fight as 100%. Well.
Yeah. How are you going to get it otherwise? You've got to be the lad.
I should have gone in harder on Russell Brand, I think.
Francis trying to fight Russell Brand jiu-jitsu.
He just completely ignored me.
Wait, hang on. You don't even know if he ignored you. I don't think he even heard it. It's not like he heard it and ignored you.
I think
you.
He definitely heard it because I know someone who knows him and he definitely saw it, but I think he just, you know. Wait, Russell Brand, if you're listening, the challenge is still open.
But guys, I don't know, because I'm going back to that, you know, and not just focusing on someone like Jake Paul, those social media stars, right? But I think that, it's a great way to sell fights or sell stuff and market yourself in that way. But that kind of aggressive, sort of abrasive, kind of sort of like over-the-top behavior must sit heavy on the soul. As well, you can't go home and because you have such a, what are you smiling at, Francis? What are you smiling at?
I'm smiling at you pretending like you've got like a soul.
But it is, you know, because you do, everyone wants to be liked and wants to be, you know, I'm pretty sure most people want to be liked and they're sort of conscious of that. So for you to kind of like have that sort of attitude on social media and they're obviously playing up to a role and then you go home, it must be heavy for them, right?
Yeah, you've got to be quite thick-skinned.
Exactly. It comes a lot of hate as well.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, finding that balance is important, and I'd like to think that with us and the team that we've got around us, that we try and find that level quite well.
Yeah.
Do you think that Logan Paul's going home thinking, shit, I feel so bad about what I said? I don't think he is.
I think
I really went in a bit too. Maybe I went a bit too hard.
Listen, trust me. I think it does. If you look at the Conor McGregor fight he just had, remember the way his attitude, how he used to be this aggressive, over the top guy, and he's totally changed his attitude now. He's calmer. He's pleasant.
Not before a fight. He's still.
No, he's not. He's like, totally different. If you watch the fight that he just had,
lost.
Yeah, but even his attitude in the press conference stuff like that.
Yeah,
he's a different person, and I think obviously that's because.
But it's a different fighter as well. He's a different opponent.
What do you mean?
There's a whole other backstory to the whole, like Khabib Nurmagomedov.
But he's done that with every fight, right? He's always been aggressive. And his past two fights, you know, the one with Cowboy and now there we go. He's changed, so it must be heavy on the soul to be that certain character all the time. That's what I think.
I think he's just achieved everything that he wants to achieve now, and I think it must be so hard to
motivate
yourself when you've literally got everything you want. Do you know what I mean? Like, it must be, you know, back in, you know, 2015 when he won Aldo, it's like
he had nothing.
He was like so motivated and he wanted to win, and now he's pretty much like achieved everything, I'd say, that he's probably wanted to achieve.
Yeah.
But like, it must be hard to get in that octagon and be like super motivated to win each time now. I don't know, it's hard.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Great.
So what motivates you guys? Because you're making content all the time. What do you wake up like every day and then go, right, we're going to do this? What is it? Is it because you're building a brand? Is it because you like
want
entertaining?
To be on Private Parts?
Yeah, you like entertaining people. What is it? What really motivates you guys?
You'll play into it. Well,
yeah, I mean, I think we're motivated by success, and you know, we still work like we've only got 200 followers. Do you know what I mean? I think that's the mindset we have. And
a lot of people see obviously the fun pranks and that side of it, but like a lot of people, we get contacted like obviously in our DMs, on comments, and also by email by a lot of people. And like the stuff that we do, we don't realize at times
the effect
that it has on people. And people are contacting us saying that literally, like, and really, like, really deep. Like, I was thinking of ending my life, and I watched one of your videos.
It cheered me up
and made me feel happy. And then I just binge watched all of your stuff, and I'm in a different place because of it. And I felt the need to tell you. And I mean, that is unbelievable. And obviously, to know that you're doing that for people, that then gives you that fire in the belly to be like, let's go again. And yeah, we've got a brand, we're building a brand, we're building our clothes line, we're looking to get into TV, we want to obviously continue on social media and keep growing these platforms and be a success in that. And ultimately, the ultimate success for us is our happiness, you know? And I think that as long as we're happy doing what we're doing, we'll continue doing it as long as possible.
Mm-hmm. Freaking well said, Willie. Yes, boy, get that. I'm going to get that scripted down and read it every day. I love that shit. Can I ask a personal question as well? And feel free not to answer it, but maybe you can't. Because, you know, I saw this thing, David Dobrik, who's the sort of big star in the US. Yeah, love him, man. He's freaking great.
He's
he was pretty open and honest about how sort of social media has changed in terms of how revenue works, right? And on YouTube, people used to be making so much money, weren't they? They're like, and stuff. And how has it changed now? Has it changed dramatically in terms of how people are making money on it?
Yeah, I think it definitely has. You know, especially on YouTube, I think it's a lot harder to make money. The CPMs have gone right down.
Why is that, though? Why has that happened?
I don't know. There's loads of like people, there's a lot of rumors, but
conspiracies.
But I just think that, you know, some things change, and that's why, you know, you just got to be on all platforms. That's what we say. We kind of see it as like a table, and as many legs as you've got, like TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, you've got different, you know, revenues coming in. If one revenue goes, at least just table still standing elsewhere. Do you know what I mean? You don't put your eggs in one basket with just YouTube or just TikTok.
Yeah.
I think that you just don't know what's around the corner with social media, and it's, that's why
being strong across the board, we
want to be strong across the board, and you know, that's we kind of concentrate on Facebook quite a lot. Facebook's kind of a key one for us. That's where we're putting.
Is it really?
I'm in energy.
How many followers again do you have? I'm gonna set up my
1 million on Facebook now. We just hit 1 million.
There we go.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. That is so many people.
Yeah, I've got a trivia question for you now. It's Woody's trivia question on the podcast.
Yeah, go on.
So, guys, what is Woody and Kleine's largest viewed video? How many views is it?
Oh my god! It's gotta be big. Francis, what are you gonna go for?
I'm gonna say 150 million.
What? 150 million views?
Quite steep, that. But yeah, whatever.
That is quite steep. That's annoying. That's like when someone goes, you know, when you say something to you, you'll never guess what I bought this for, and they say, I don't know, 2p, and you go, no, it was like 10p, but still, like that's just, you just ruined it. 150 million views. What? I was gonna say.
All right.
I was gonna say 40 million.
Really?
30 million.
Yeah, you're miles off it, mate. It's 222 million.
What?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Sketch. It was unbelievable, wasn't it?
What were you doing?
Cats. Was eating cats.
Eating cats.
Was it a sketch video?
It was. Basically, it was the headbutt video with the twist in it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I was basically asleep in bed. It's a sketch that we did. And I roll over and I'm next to my girlfriend, as it was in the video. And I like tap her on the hand and be like, babe. She like turns over and she's like, what's the matter? And she's like, babe, I can't sleep. And she's like, oh, baby, as if she's going to come and kiss me. And then she just goes, whack, headbutts me, out cold.
I've seen that.
About 222 million seen it. If you hadn't seen it, I would think you've been living under a rock.
Mate, that is so many.
Yeah.
Wait, can I...
Was that on Facebook that you released?
That was on Facebook. It's a shower of share button.
Yeah, it's like the difference, you know, on Facebook is you have that share button so people can click share, and before you know it, it's like a domino effect to, you know...
Wow. So do you think Facebook is the best place for viral videos?
I wouldn't like to say it's the best. I just think it's a good place to
it's
get
an area where
you have
you
that share button.
Where you know? Can get super viral videos. Like, yeah. It's where they're more likely to just spiral out of control.
Because Instagram, you don't have that share button, you know? You just watch the video. You may DM it to your friends and whatnot.
Tell someone.
Yeah.
But Facebook, you have that share button.
Yeah. But can I then ask a personal question? So how much revenue would you make from a video that does something like 220 million?
All right.
Sorry, I'm really just throwing it
out
there.
So how much money are you making?
Yeah. I'm just
interested. Can I borrow 50 quid?
Should we send them?
No, but I'm just interested. You know what? I just have no clue, right? Can you give me a ballpark? Maybe that's too personal.
We like going around and flashing about only because people obviously have a opinion about YouTubers and the way they act.
Sure.
And stuff. So it's not something that I'm going to kind of release on here. However, it's put us in a position where we can buy our manager a brand new car because he deserves it, because he's been up for us from the start. We can give our editor, who's just about to have jaw surgery, £10,000 because she needs to obviously have that surgery. It's important to her. And we're in a position where we can get back in that way.
Yeah.
We've given away like £1,000 at a door for rock, paper, scissors to a pizza guy who was completely blown away, and it made an amazing video. But I don't want to tell you kind of what we do, mate.
No,
but we make enough to be able to give back in that way, and that's kind
you,
of
you. You know, you've said totally enough, and that's great, and that's that, and you fully deserve it, right? You know, I think
thank you.
You fully do, because I think that a lot of people don't realize how hard individuals like yourselves work. Constantly creating content, constantly thinking up original ideas, constantly doing this, constantly doing that, filming different things the entire time. And people think
it's a full-time thing, just thinking about content.
Yeah,
thanks. But it's
true, and it's not even trying to sort of kiss ass you guys at all. It just, you know, we still live in this sort of world where we think a stereotypical job or working is you have to go to an office or you have to sit all day working, doing one thing, and that's what you have to do. And if you're not doing that, then you're not working. But in fact, people like yourselves and the millions of people out there who are doing sort of things like that, they're working incredibly hard all the time, and so fully deserved.
I think
it's fully deserved.
Yeah, really appreciate that.
Appreciate it, man.
I haven't bought... Francis, I need to buy you a car or something now. Jesus.
We could maybe do the rock, paper, scissors.
Let's do the rock, paper, scissors. Did you? Yeah, that's a real shame. If the pizza guy, if he had lost, you'd be like, oh, sorry about that. Okay, bye.
Unlucky.
No, the thing is, with Woody and Kleiny, they never go home.
Really do
not. Yeah.
Even when they lose, they still go home. They get looked after. We can't do it, even if we give them stuff off camera. Because...
Also, you're not going to put that on. You're not going to put that video out of them losing.
Yeah. No, they're a part of a winning video.
Sorry, buddy. Better luck next time. I reckon this one's going to be a winner. Hey, Francis, can we have the answer to the question of the week, buddy? The weirdest one we've had for a while.
Well, so the question was how many cats are eaten, consumed in the world every year. And it's actually 10 million. Cats every year.
Whoa, really?
Wow.
And 30 million dogs.
Oh my god.
What?
No way.
That's full on. That's quite a morbid question you just told us.
Sorry.
Yeah, what am I meant to do with that information?
Fell up in a ball next door. Yeah.
I know, isn't that awful? It really is. Needs to be stopped.
On a quick thing, Woody, I saw the video where you gave your son, it's your son, right? Your dog, you gave him a dog?
Yeah. We've done two of them. So Kleiny got one for his girlfriend, Alex, and then we surprised Bailey with one as well.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Man.
Mate, he was blown away. He was blown. But do you know what? He deserves things like that. Because, do you know, like, I don't know if you've seen the video what he did where we gave him a sum of money to go into Hamleys to see how a six-year-old would spend that money. So he's giving, what did we give Kleiny?
It was a little experiment. He was, how old was he at the time?
He was six.
Six at the time. And we wanted to do a little experiment where you give a kid, say £500, they go into Hamleys with just the cameraman and just see what they do with that £500, see how they...
Now, that is interesting.
And it was just to get in the mind of, like, a six-year-old.
Yeah.
And what did he buy?
What did he do?
Well, this is the thing. Yeah. So basically, he came out and he, like, we didn't see this bit, but he took Brandon down the road, our cameraman. And we was across the road and waiting, obviously, for him to come out. And then they come back across to us, and we're like, as they're walking towards us, we're like, where's the bags? What's going on? This, what's going on? You meant to be doing a video. And then Brandon was like, wait. And then basically, Bailey, on the way, when we was walking down the road, had seen some homeless people. And he was in Hamleys, and obviously he gets quite a lot from us, but he knows the value of money. He understands it, and he knows that he's quite fortunate. And I've taught him about homeless people, that you're never scared of these people. You know, they're just in unfortunate positions. You don't know why they're there. And that's why whenever we go to, like, McDonald's, and if I see someone, we'll always go buy McDonald's and give it to them and walk away, you know, and kind of lead them to it. But he had seen that, obviously, these homeless people, and he took Brandon down the road and he gave some of the money away there. And then he wanted to give the rest of it away to other homeless people on the streets and what have you.
I
was completely blown away because he had seen him before walking in, and he just had that moment inside, didn't he, Clones? Like when you watch the footage back, right? It just clicked.
We wasn't going to post the video either.
No, we wasn't going to post it.
No.
Because it was just like, what's this?
And then people go like, well, was that set up? Was it not set up? But actually, mate, what? Mm-hmm. The chances of me doing that as a kid, as a sixer, if I was given, it would not have been. Hey, boys, listen, I just want to say a big thank you to you guys for coming on the podcast and just chatting with us. Honestly, you know, big fans of you guys, and super impressed with what you're doing, and I wish you every bit of success because I think you guys fully deserve it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us as well. Like, it's been a pleasure.
Go and check out your Instagram page, your YouTube channel, all that kind of stuff. Don't know why I'm pushing it for you guys. You got way more followers than us. You probably need it. So everyone.
You are mainstream, my friend. So we're tapping into you right now.
Okay, great. So
we're giving you some of that mainstream fairy dust.
Boys, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We'll see you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having us.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.